President Václav Klaus is famous for his views on CO2 emissions, namely that they're not responsible for climate change. Now he's shifted his gaze to smoking and angered other elements of the scientific community by suggesting that passive smoking might not be the health risk that it's made out to be. As Czech MPs start debating whether smoking should be banned in the country's restaurants, Mr. Klaus has told the press that such a ban would deny smokers their rights and that the effects of passive smoking are less dangerous than people say. Rosie Johnston reports.
President Klaus is not a smoker, but is fervently against any sort of smoking ban in the country's restaurants. He's even been quoted as saying that a smoking ban would infringe upon smokers' human rights. Eva Kralikova is a specialist in smoking-related diseases. She's stunned by Mr. Klaus's comments.
I see it exactly in the opposite way, because the freedom to breathe fresh air and clean air seems to be more important to me.
On Tuesday, Mr. Klaus told the media that he thought it was probably just as harmful to sit in a pub and drink two bottles of wine as it was to sit in the same pub and breathe in the smoke of someone sitting 10 metres away. Again, here's Eva Kralikova.
I could hardly believe that he really did tell this. Passive smoking is not just a bad smell, but it causes diseases and deaths. Since 1981, we have several thousand studies showing not only lung cancer incidence in passive smokers, but also chronic obstructive bronchopulmonary disease and many other diseases.
Mr. Klaus's comments come on the eve of a parliamentary vote on whether smoking should be banned in the country's restaurants. Katarzyna Konieczna is a communist MP who will be voting on the bill. Despite being a heavy smoker, she's all for the ban. She explains why.
I think that the smoker and non-smoker have the same human rights, but not so many people in Czech Republic are smokers. And for me, it's the best way that we will be enforce the law for non-smoker, because I think that it's a very big problem. For example, I live in a town where it's no non-smoker restaurant, and it's a very big problem when I'm going with my friends, with children, somewhere to sit and discussing. I understand Mr. Klaus, but Mr. Klaus is a liberal, and I think that in this point it's not possible doing a liberalization.
Mr. Klaus may have angered scientists with his views on smoking, but he's far from being the only Czech opposed to a smoking ban. Deputies have refused to support a ban on smoking in restaurants on a number of previous occasions, and observers say it may be a long time before Czech lawmakers adopt the stringent laws in place in other European states.
Rosie Johnston ending that report on the latest controversial remarks from President Václav Klaus.